from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Nobel Peace Prize to President of Colombia. Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize on Friday for his efforts in securing the end of a five-decade conflict with Marxist rebels.
La recibo no a nombre mío.
He says, I don't receive this in my name, but in the name of all Colombians,
en especial a las millones de víctimas,
especially the millions of victims from this conflict who have been suffering for more than 50 years.
Años.
Colombians, this is for you.
Colombianos, este premio es de ustedes.
President Santos and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia leader Timoleon Jimenez, known as Timochenko, signed the historic peace accord last month, ending Latin America's longest-running conflict, though the treaty was later rejected by a majority of voters in a referendum. Despite that rejection, Santos has promised to revive the peace plan. The European Union has launched a new border and coast guard agency following the influx of millions of migrants and refugees in recent years. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
European leaders hope a more secure external border will relieve the pressure on the internal passport-free Schengen zone, which allows EU citizens to travel freely across borders in 26 countries. Critics say Europe is shirking its responsibilities. EU officials insist the border agency will respect fundamental human and refugee rights, but they say the bloc must regain control of its external frontiers to avert another crisis. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Officials in Pakistan say a bomb blast on a train has killed at least four people and wounded 13 on Friday in Baluchistan province. This is VOA News. Finland and the U.S. signed an agreement on Friday to strengthen their military collaboration in the wake of accusations that Russian fighter jets violated Finnish airspace the day before. Russia's defense ministry quickly denied the accusations, saying their Su-27 military planes flew in strict compliance with the international regulations. Finland has accused Russia of similar airspace violations multiple times. The U.S. has expressed concern over what it sees as aggressive behavior by Russia on the Baltic Sea. Police in Turkey have arrested a member of the Kurdish Workers' Party, the PKK. They suspect carried out a bomb attack near an Istanbul police station that wounded 10 people on Thursday. The suspected perpetrator was captured in central Turkey while carrying a fake identification card. Hurricane Matthew was downgraded to a still powerful Category 3 hurricane as it hit the east coast of the American state of Florida early Friday. On Thursday, about 1.5 million people were ordered to move inland. It is the most powerful storm to threaten the U.S. Atlantic coast in more than a decade, though it looks like conditions will not worsen in some areas. Don Walker is a spokesman for Brevard County, Florida, one of the areas first hit by the storm.
We have felt the brunt of the storm and that the conditions shouldn't get worse after this. Now, they're going to be sustained because it thinks this is still supposed to hang around for much of the morning and into the early afternoon. But whatever conditions may occur from here on out won't be any worse than what we received already.
U.S. President Barack Obama declared states of emergency for Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina.
I just want to emphasize to everybody that this is still a really dangerous hurricane, that the potential for storm surge, flooding, loss of life, and severe property damage continues to exist. And people continue to need to follow the instructions of their local officials over the course of the next 24, 48, 72 hours.
The UN has already arrived in areas affected by the storm in Haiti. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's anti-drug crusade was at the forefront of his presidential campaign, and 100 days into his administration remains a centerpiece of his presidency. Since taking office on June the 30th, more than 3,000 suspected drug dealers and users have been killed, and nearly 700,000 others have surrendered in the crackdown. A growing number of critics have voiced concern over the widespread killings. Polls indicate three-quarters of Filipinos are satisfied with Duterte, even though he is under fire internationally. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.